This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. March 4, just after midnight, two motorcycle gang members violently attack a rival motorcycle gang member in a bar, shooting him dead. Clifford Michael Lavoie, 51, a.k.a. Buckshot, and Julian Pulido, a.k.a. Jules, approached the victim, demanding he show them respect. They first choked and punched him in the face. When he tried to run, Pulido allegedly pulled a gun and shot him several times in the back. Pulido leads California cops on a 9-hour chase across 5 counties. He's taken into custody after he crashes his motorcycle into a ditch.
Nancy, the victim is part of the Vagos gang, while Lavoie and Pulido belong to the Mongols. It's unclear what exactly spurred the Mongols' demand for respect and the subsequent violent attack. The victim fell through the doors of the bar and bled out on the sidewalk. Both men are also facing racketeering charges for the gang-associated violence. Pulido was not hospitalized for his injuries after crashing during the police chase. Pulido faces life imprisonment, while the most Lavoie can receive is 20 years.
Julian Pulido charged with murder, Clifford Michael Lavoie charged with assault resulting in serious bodily injury. 2-year-old Bowden Allen vanishes from his home, Seligman, Arizona. Mom and Dad, Sarah and Corey Allen, are focused on their 1-year-old and don't notice Bowden leaving. 40 search and rescue members and police officers scour the desert. 7 miles away from home, a rancher's dog, Buford, an Anatolian Pyrenees, finds the child in a tree and walks a mile back to the ranch house. Dunton recognizes the child from the news and emails cops. Good dog, Buford. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A Long Island man is facing federal charges for allegedly hiding his role in Rwanda's 1994 genocide to gain U.S. citizenship. 65-year-old Faustine Insabumukunzi was arrested and charged with immigration fraud. Prosecutors say he led local efforts during the genocide, encouraging mass killings and sexual violence, then lied about it to U.S. authorities. He was convicted in absentia by a Rwandan court and sentenced to life in prison. Insabumukunzi entered the U.S. as a refugee in 2003 and later applied for citizenship, denying any involvement in the violence. At his arrest, he reportedly told agents, quote, "I know I'm finished." His lawyer calls him a peaceful gardener and genocide survivor who plans to fight the charges. If convicted, he faces up to 30 years in prison. A former executive at a Detroit nonprofit will spend nearly 2 decades in federal prison for stealing millions meant to improve the city's riverfront. Crime Online correspondent Sydney Sumner has more for us.
William Smith, the former chief financial officer of the Detroit Riverfront Conservancy, has been sentenced to 19 years in federal prison for embezzling more than $40 million from the organization. Federal investigators say Smith siphoned funds over more than a decade, using the money for luxury travel, designer goods, limousine rides, and to support side businesses, including real estate and a nightclub. The Conservancy, which relies on public and private funding, is behind the transformation of Detroit's riverfront into public parks and green space. Prosecutors say Smith's theft significantly delayed parts of that work. The 52-year-old Smith pleaded guilty last November to wire fraud and money laundering. At sentencing, he expressed remorse, telling the court he allowed, quote, "selfishness and pride to lead him down a destructive path." A judge also ordered him to repay $44.3 million.
Despite the setback, the Conservancy says it's moving forward with renewed oversight and remains focused on revitalizing Detroit's riverfront.
Thanks, John. Police rushed to a Greensboro, North Carolina gas station after Marissa Carmichael, 25, makes a distressed 911 call asking for a ride home. The mother of 5 speaks to the operator 2 minutes, saying a man asked her to pick up some things at the gas station, but drove off while she's inside. He takes her phone, leaving her stranded. Marissa doesn't show up for work the next day, setting off alarms for her family who fear she's being held against her will. Marissa, light brown skin, 5'4", 200 pounds, long black and blonde braids, heart tattoo on her face, butterfly tattoo near her eye. Last seen wearing a white Tweety Bird t-shirt, blue jeans, yellow sneakers. Police ask anyone with information regarding Marissa Carmichael. Call Crime Stoppers, 336-373-1000. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.